Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. And on the show today, we're going to take a look at diabetes. Department of Health Services says 2 out of 5 adults are expected to develop type 2 diabetes during their lifetime. And we're going to have, I think, an interesting talk with Dr. Kim Hardy. But before we get to Dr. Hardy, I hope you'll set WPR up for success in 2024 with your gift during our year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Maybe today you can make a special year-end gift for the service you rely on all year long. Just take a couple of minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And here to help me talk is Kate Archer-Kent from The Morning Show. Hi, Kate.
Hello, Larry. It's so good to be here. So here's the deal. Our goal is 25 gifts this hour. Goals are really important in so many ways, right? And this goal is set up to make sure we have the funding needed for the news and the talk and the music you rely on.
And we'll meet this goal one donation at a time. And let's start with yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
When you donate to WPR, you'll join more than 50,000 other members and pool together. Your support makes up the largest source of funding for WPR.
So your support is very powerful. You make possible all the news, the talk, the music that you value, and that so many others do as well. So make your gift right now. You choose the amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given before and you look forward to listening to WPR and to Larry each day, you know, that's a sign it's time to donate. So when you spend that much time with WPR, it means it's important to you.
And of course, you're important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial help from people like you, people who care about independent news, conversation, and music. And your gift of, say, $100, maybe, or $10 a month, whatever amount feels right to you, it really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name is Silke Schmidt. I am originally from Germany, and we've lived in Madison since January 2012. For me, radio is really a way to get information. In general, I just really enjoy the variety. I feel like, especially if you're a newcomer to Wisconsin, listening to WPR is just a really good way to be introduced to the state.
Make your contribution today, because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org, or if you want, you can phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer-Kent. WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support. And your contribution, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a big difference for the entire community.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now, it is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and programs like this one that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we still have a goal, don't we?
We have a goal. We have a goal of 25 gifts. And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, join in now at this moment at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, because it's you. You make WPR possible when you give.
And you can ask for your mystery T-shirt when you give $12 a month or more. I think I'm going to give extra just to get that, to find out what I'm going to get.
Add to your stash.
I've got 2 drawers full of T-shirts from here. But I'm going to do it anyway. You can, too. Let the world know you value and support WPR programs with a surprise T-shirt design from the past few years. This special offer only available today. It's T-Shirt Tuesday. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Larry, I just want to get this one in.
Yeah.
Melinda in Maguanago says, thank you for your outstanding guests and topics. Larry Mueller Show, the way to go. That is so cool. So awesome.
Thanks, Melinda. What about you? Give your gift right now if you haven't done so already. It's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much for contributing. Well, we're going to turn our attention to diabetes. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 2 out of 5 adults are expected to develop type 2 diabetes during their lifetime. And today we have with us to talk about diabetes, Dr. Kim Hardy. She's going to be happy to answer your questions throughout the show. She's a family medicine practitioner at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse. So as we talk with Dr. Hardy, I hope you'll join in. Tell us how you're coping with your diabetes diagnosis. How are you keeping track of your blood sugar? Have you successfully reversed your diabetes diagnosis? Many people have. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Appreciate it very much. Dr. Hardy, Dr. Kim Hardy, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Larry.
How does diabetes occur in the body?
Well, there's two types of diabetes. There's type 1 and there's type 2. So type 1 is typically what we think about as juvenile onset. The majority of the time, about 90% of the time, it occurs in childhood. And what happens is your body creates usually some antibodies against a particular cell in the pancreas, which makes insulin. And so the body no longer makes insulin. But what we're mostly talking about today is type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is what the type occurs in adulthood 90% of the time. And what happens is over time, because of lifestyles and risk factors that we have, it causes an abnormal carbohydrate metabolism. So there's impairment of insulin secretion. So our pancreas doesn't secrete insulin, which is important for keeping our blood sugars under control. It doesn't secrete that normally. And we also develop resistance to insulin. So even though our body is producing some, our cells don't utilize it the way they normally should. And so our blood sugars go up and they're no longer controlled.
Man, and pre-diabetes, I mentioned at the sort of my little introduction at the start of the show that a lot of people don't know that they have pre-diabetes. And yet it's very common.
Correct. They don't know they have pre-diabetes or even type 2 diabetes. So most people with type 2 diabetes generally do not have any symptoms of it. It's the type 1 patients that usually get it as a child. They will have the increased thirst, increased urination, and weight loss. But as adults, we don't typically have any signs or symptoms until we've had it for a long time. So that's why it's really important to see your physician, your healthcare provider on a regular basis to do screening tests for this. So we only know that people have prediabetes and oftentimes type 2 diabetes because of the blood tests that we do. So by knowing that someone has prediabetes or diabetes helps us to make lifestyle changes to prevent those long-term complications that can occur with diabetes.
So what are some of the assumptions people make about those who have diabetes that may or may not be correct?
I think that there are a lot of assumptions about a lot of healthcare issues in our country. And when we see people who may be having a difficult time managing their weight, because we know weight is a contributor to developing prediabetes and diabetes, There's misconceptions that the person isn't aware of their health issues, or they may not be trying to be healthier, or lazy. Lazy is a common word that we hear that is absolutely not correct. There are many factors, like we talked about, different things within lifestyle and genetics, for example. If you have, like both of your parents were a type 2 diabetic, you are at between a 5 and 6 times greater risk of developing diabetes. No, it doesn't even matter if you're doing healthy lifestyle. So there's a big genetic role that comes into this that I think most people are not aware of.
Yeah. So that healthy lifestyle, what is that? What do we avoid and what do we not avoid?
Well, it's pretty tough in with a Western diet. Our society is a little bit against us in trying to make it easy for us. We become very sedentary. We don't even have to get up to, you know, I'm probably dating myself a little bit here, change the TV. We don't have to get up
that.
To answer. Right? So life has become very automated and easy for us. So we don't have to move very much. So first of all, moving is a big deal. We know that there are studies that show one of the biggest risks for obesity and developing diabetes is watching a lot of television, because we sit, we don't move, we, you know, can get on our phones and play during commercials if we actually have something that has commercials in it. We don't have to get up and do anything. So certainly those lifestyles, but our diet is also very important. So in our Western diet, we consume a lot of red meat, processed meat, high-fat dairy products, sweets, desserts, and sugar-sweetened drinks. And all of these things increase our risk for diabetes. So it's tough for us to make these healthy lifestyle changes, especially when we're on the go, when we're busy, when we've got kids and activities. It takes time to prepare healthier foods. And thus our society has kind of pushed us in the direction of having weight issues and developing a lot of these long-term health issues.
Molly in Madison has something that kind of relates to exactly what we're talking about here. Let's go there. Molly, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm wondering if extreme stress or menopause can contribute to type 2 diabetes. The only reason is I'm a lifelong healthful eater and regular exerciser since childhood, never been overweight, and don't have any genetic history in my parents or grandparents. And I've been diagnosed with type 2. I'm actually pre-diabetic, which was shocking to both me and my doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question, Molly. So there have been no studies directly linking stress itself, but certainly stress can encourage us to maybe overeat or eat the foods that can be comforting to us. Alcohol consumption can also play a role in that. How sleep, we know, is also really important. So certainly during menopause, depending on how you're feeling, sleep could be disturbed. So we know that quality and quantity of sleep is directly related to the risks of diabetes. So people who have a hard time initiating sleep, staying asleep, if you get less than 5 or 6 hours per day, or actually even more than 8 or 9 hours, you're at increased risk of developing diabetes. The other thing that may play a role is where our extra weight occurs. So if the extra weight occurs in the belly, that increases your risks. And also not just if it's external, but if there's internal fat around the organs, which is not easy to measure. Only using a waist circumference would help to measure that. But if we have a lot of internal belly fat, that increases our risk as well.
So I'm sorry for the diagnosis, Molly, but I thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it very much. You can join in too. The number to call is 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us. Email address ideas@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. during our year-end member drive as we visit with lots of people here. I know we're going to get a lot of calls about this. And Kate Archer Kent
has
also joined back in to help out here. You make WPR programs possible as we head into 2024 when you give. And do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, this hour we have a goal of 25 gifts. And thank you so much to everyone who's already given. If you haven't, give now. Help ensure that you and your community have access to WPR's essential service. Join in now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, there's a lot to celebrate today. 2023 has been a big year, whether you've tuned in for daily news, inspiring stories, maybe the music. Listeners like you made all the programs you enjoyed possible. And as we look to 2024, let's join in the celebration. Make your gift for the public media service you turn to all year long. And do that by going to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And you know the easy peasy way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. And that means that your monthly gift, whether it's $10 a month or $100 a month, any amount you set, it continues month after month, year after year. So get started now. It does feel great. I can tell you, I'm a sustainer as well. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a lot of choices these days. Even something as simple as your morning coffee comes with a list of questions. Light or dark roast? Room for cream? Whole? 2%? Oat, almond, or soy milk?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
Today, let WPR make a decision for you. It's T-shirt Tuesday.
Don't you see, man? The T-shirt is everything.
Ask for a mystery T-shirt when you give $12 a month. Tell us the size and we'll pick the shirt for you. It's as easy as deciding where to get trustworthy news and smart entertainment.
WPR, of course.
Give now and ask for your mystery shirt. Here's how.
You can give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. This is our year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And as we look ahead to 2024, we are so grateful that Wisconsin Public Radio has such a strong listener base. One gift at a time, as we say, listeners provide our largest source of funding. And if you haven't given yet this year, now is the time to build on that base. And if you have given this year, we do appreciate your extra year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might spend $20 or $30 going out for drinks or dinner, maybe even every single weekend. In the greater scheme of things, $20 isn't a big expense, especially if it's all just once a month.
And that's why we ask you to give $20 a month for your WPR listening. And on its own, $20 might not feel like much, but when you give it monthly, it really adds up for the programs that keep you informed and inspired every day. Make your gift now, $20 a month, or you choose the amount that is right for you, that's the right fit, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have a goal of 25 gifts this hour, and it's an important goal. It's set to make sure we have the funding for the programs that keep you informed and inspired. So help us meet that goal. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Today is your chance to add a WPR T-shirt to the collection. So make a gift of $12 a month or more for the programs you value, and then let us know what size you want. You'll receive your mystery T-shirt just like that. Join in the fun of T-shirt Tuesday with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and wear your T-shirt with pride.
knowing that you make the news and inspiration we all rely on possible. And, you know, I'm going to throw in another $144 and get another one of those T-shirts. I'll do it after the show. But if you're a sustainer, become one right now. You could be if you're not. Easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations to provide reliable support for the programs you love. You can do that from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Heard from VISDA in Milwaukee says, I want to support your programs on climate change, on the environment, and wildlife.
So if you haven't given, now's the time. Really makes a difference. WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. We're taking a look at diabetes on the program today with our guest, Dr. Kim Hardy. Dr. Hardy, a family medicine practitioner at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse. Great to have her with us. You can join in too, 800-642-1234, email to ideas at WPR.org. Jeff in Superior has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. I have a family history of this insulin resistance or diabetes. Both my parents struggled with it later in their years. So I'm not a doctor, but I'm an educated person. I can share what I do to mitigate the effects of this genetic predisposition. And what I've done for the past several years, I'm going to say 5 to 10 years, is, of course, reduce the amount of sugar, but no alcohol. And I never used to smoke, but I try to not be around, you know, diesel exhaust or cigarette smoke. And the biggest effect I've had one thing I've done is I drink more green tea. And so I've lost about 40, 50 pounds. The green tea is delicious. And I eat some bitter herbs, you know, like arugula. I add that to my salads. And I also eat more raw vegetables and red meat. But I wanted to ask the guest, what do you think of berberine? I've been taking berberine, and it has really reduced my blood sugar. And what do you think about berberine? It's not a drug. It's a, you know, an herbal supplement. Yeah. And I also recommend taking a multivitamin, too. But have you heard of berberine?
I have not heard of berberine. What is it from?
It's a spice, isn't it?
Well, I would call it an herb. You know, it comes in a pill form. Healthy Directions is a company that markets it. But I got to tell you, it does, it gives me an overall feeling of wellness. It reduces my blood sugar. I think it affects my metabolism and increases production in my liver to, clean my blood and things like that.
Yeah, I'm not directly familiar with that. You know, there are some things that are over the counter that may be helpful for diabetes. There's not a lot of studies looking at over the counter herbs and supplements. So typically in the office, we will stick with recommending the items that have been clinically proven to not cause any side effects or interact with medications. But good for you on getting your blood sugars lower. Nice work.
Yeah. And not drinking probably helped a lot in the loss of 40 pounds, for sure.
Yeah.
that's for sure. Thank you so much for that question. Sandra emailed us, how can she support somebody with diabetes?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, being with someone who has diabetes can be difficult, depending on whether they're type 1 or type 2. Certainly type 1, they have to pay very close attention to their blood sugars, which is not always the case with a type 2 diabetic. That's kind of the difference there. So, but if somebody is on insulin, with all type 1 diabetics will be on insulin, they can have varying ranges in their blood sugar. They can have lows, they can have highs. So just starting that conversation with them to talk with them, to know you're supportive, ask how you can help them. You know, is it more helpful to to offer them healthier things to eat, more fruits and vegetables. I think just being open to learning as to what they need to help control their chronic disease state, because every person is very different and every person struggles with different aspects of their chronic disease. So I think having a really open conversation with them is really helpful.
And Barry in Blue Mounds emailed us. His wife recently was diagnosed with diabetes and is taking it really hard. He says he knows you are a medical doc, but tips for emotionally supporting someone with diabetes. And you do a lot of education. You know, you're a doc, but you also do a lot of work on the education side.
Absolutely. And one thing that is important to remember is that developing diabetes is not a failure. You know, I will have patients who come in who've been working really hard, but yet can't get their blood sugars under control. There's so many components to this that we have yet to understand. We know genetics plays a big role. Not all diabetics are the same. Some have wide ranges in the blood sugars, like I discussed. So really just being supportive that this chronic disease does not define who you are. It is not your fault that you developed this. Again, like I said, there's so many components that play into this. So learning with your wife, how can I support you? What changes can we make together so that I can support you? And really listening to how she feels and what does she need? Because I think when we see our spouses or a loved one struggle, we want to try and fix it. But it's really just listening and how can I be there for you? And what items do you need for me to help you be successful in managing this chronic disease state?
Janine also emailed us after getting AIC levels of between 6.3 and 6.5. She got a 7.0 at her last physical. According to my chart, this makes her a diabetic. However, at her annual exam last week, she was not offered any post-care follow-up or further discussion. She was told to start taking a statin for her cholesterol and given an appointment in 4 months for follow-up. So at what level of AIC or A1C should she be taking more actions?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm sorry that you have advanced into the world of diabetes, but there are so many things you can do to help bring those numbers under control. So I think, first and foremost, we always recommend lifestyle changes. And in lifestyle changes, the first thing is following a healthy diet. And so I would encourage you, if they have not already given you this opportunity, to meet with a diabetic educator. They have great educational classes that talk about what kinds of food should we add to our diet? What kinds of food should we try to eliminate or minimize? And some things are not always intuitive. You know, some things that we might think that we're eating healthy, like, for example, if I eat a low-fat TV dinner, I'll say, for example, microwave dinner, there may actually be added sugar in there. So it's really important to get some education on the types of foods to eat. I personally recommend the Mediterranean-style diet. It's not like a diet, like you're going to lose weight kind of a diet. You might lose weight, but it's really just a healthy way of eating. And it talks about how many servings of fruit and vegetables should you get per day? How many servings of whole grain and high fiber vegetables should you get per day? How many glasses of water? Cooking with olive oil. So there's lots of things that we know can really help with your cholesterol and your blood sugars. So when do we start medications for those blood sugars? It really is a very individual and shared decision-making conversation with your patients. So there's not a hard and fast rule. Certainly if someone says, I don't want to start any medications on 7, I want to work really hard, and typically we recheck it in 3 months, and if we hadn't made much progress, then certainly we would talk about it. But everyone's very different in what they want as far as, you know, patients. Some patients just are really adamant. They don't want to take pills. They don't want to start with lifestyle changes. I typically recommend both. And I love to take pills away, right? Once we get things under control, let's get rid of those pills. But if you want to start with medications, that's fine.
All right. There we go. Fred in Two Rivers has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Fred.
Good morning. I tried berberine And for me, it didn't do anything. But then again, maybe the particular brand I had wasn't really up to snuff. I just thought I'd pass that along.
Thanks, Fred.
Usually, a minimum of 150 minutes of exercise is recommended for cardiovascular health and et cetera. But that seems like it's way too little, only 150 minutes a week. And then what is a dangerously low level of blood glucose? I know it's normally supposed to be between 60 and 100, but what if it gets down into the 40s? I noticed that though my A1C hovers around 5.7 and my glucose on a daily test hovers around 100 plus or minus 10. Sometimes if I have a couple cocktails and don't eat much in the evening, my blood sugar level will be pretty low in the morning. And I know the liver is busy detoxifying the alcohol. And other than calories, what detriments does alcohol consumption have as far as diabetes?
Okay, I think we had three questions there, so I'll start with the first one. So the exercise question. So yes, currently the recommended amount of exercise is 150 minutes per week, and that is a combination of moderate aerobic activity as well as weight training. So they looked at, you know, does it need to be just weights or does it need to be aerobic activity? And they recommend a combination of both. So moderate aerobic activity would be brisk walking. They've seen added benefits if you can get up to 300 minutes per week, which is about, you know, my rough math, about 43 minutes per day. And there was actually a study that just came out looking at, well, what if you did, you know, your 150 minutes in 3 days? How does that look compared to spreading it out all week? And from a cardiovascular risk perspective, so a heart attack perspective, it didn't matter how you got your 150 minutes. If it was over, well, certainly not just one day, but a couple of days or spread evenly throughout the week. So it really doesn't matter from a risk benefit if you do it just a couple of days, a warrior weekend versus, you know, every day. So yeah, definitely increasing your minutes to 300 per week is great. But if we can even get people doing 150, that is a great start. So I think your second question was about the low blood sugars.
Yeah. Yes.
Is Fred still on? Is he on insulin?
No, I'm
not.
I am not.
So insulin certainly can lower those blood sugars. And then there's another medication class called sulfonylureas, and those can cause really low blood sugars. So typically those are the only two that really get you pretty low. And we worry about low blood sugars because as we get older, our ability to be able to identify and feel the symptoms of hypoglycemia, that low blood sugar, lessen. So we're less likely to be aware when our sugars get low. So if you're routinely, you know, 65 or below, you may want to talk to your physician or healthcare provider about adjusting your medications. We don't want, you know, going low is a risk. So going high is a risk, but going low is a risk as well.
Dr. Kim Hardy, our guest today, and we can address the alcohol issue as well, or what does alcohol do to your system as we move along in the show today. I want to take a quick minute to take a look at our year-end member drive, because Kate Archer Kent is just chomping at the bit to talk about it. We hope you'll join in and support the news and conversations you rely on all year long. Get your gift right now important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
25 is the number. We have a goal of 25 gifts, and your gift now is so important because when you give, you support the essential public media service that you rely on every day.
And a big thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or at 888 888- 202-2552.
Oh, such a fascinating conversation. So valuable as we learn about adopting a healthy lifestyle in managing diabetes and a physician fielding questions about diabetic care and supporting a family member who has a diabetes diagnosis. I mean, these are essential conversations. WPR is listener supported, and it means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make the Larry Mueller Show possible and many more programs possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take this few minutes, make your gift.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day, great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of a cell phone service.
A dollar a day, it comes out to that $30 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge to your credit card. Make your gift now, though, in the amount that feels right, that's right for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. Your support makes the news, talk, and music you enjoy possible, and your gift, $10, $20, $30 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
You know, the news never stops, and you rely on the high-quality coverage you get on Wisconsin Public Radio to stay informed, and that's why your gift during our year-end member drive is so important.
Support your source for news and analysis as we head into the new year. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we have a goal of 25 gifts. Thank you so much if you've already pitched in. If you haven't, join in with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make WPR possible when you give.
And do it right now. And, oh, Joseph in New Auburn had a nice comment for
Joseph says, I especially enjoy Larry Mueller. Thank you for always being there.
Aww. What about you? Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Taking a look at diabetes and pre-diabetes on the show today with our guest, Dr. Kim Hardy, family medicine practitioner at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse. Great to have Dr. Hardy with us. Certainly, if you have questions, I hope you'll join in. The number is 800-642-1234. You could email to ideas at WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Dr. Hardy, a caller had a comment about or a question relating to alcohol and what alcohol does and how it may affect diabetes. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So previously I had mentioned that if you're on two medications, insulin or a sulfonylurea, you're at higher risk for low blood sugars. And when you're drinking alcohol, that actually kind of makes that a bit worse. So if you're having alcohol, your liver is, you know, trying to detoxify that, and it has a difficult time trying to detoxify the alcohol and also manage your blood sugars. And so thus that can lead to that hypoglycemia, that low blood sugar that previous guest was referring to.
We had an email from Larkin in Eagle River. They said their vision has been blurry. They've been some really thirsty times and peeing often as well. Larkin took a visit to Dr. Google, and it says he could have prediabetes. What do you think about that? What do prediabetic tests look like, and What are some sneaky symptoms of prediabetes?
So I would be more concerned with those symptoms being diabetes. Prediabetes means there's just a slight elevation in your blood sugars. So if we go in for a fasting blood sugar, so you've had nothing to eat, you can have black coffee or water, and you have your blood sugar checked, our body should be able to handle our sugars, and we will typically have a blood sugar of less than 100. But if those changes that I referenced earlier start to happen, our blood sugars start to trend up a little bit. So anywhere from 100 to 125 is considered prediabetes, where we're not quite to that point where we've developed diabetes, but it's kind of our warning sign. We better get moving on things. But we will have zero symptoms as a prediabetic. It's not until our blood sugars get really elevated that we start to have that increased thirst, that increased urination, blurred vision. So I would definitely recommend that that patient go in to get some blood sugars checked.
Bart emailed us, do certain ethnicities have a higher prediabetes rates? And if so, why?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we know that ethnicity does play a role. We're not exactly sure why. We know that Asians, Blacks, and Hispanic patients do have a higher risk of diabetes. Now, we are not sure if that's all related to genetics, but we think that there's probably also some social determinants of health that play into that. So what neighborhood did you grow up in? Psychosocial issues, socioeconomic issues, and behavioral factors that all play into increased risk.
Mark in Somerset emailed us, what are the long-term consequences of untreated prediabetes? He thinks his brother-in-law might have prediabetes, but he refuses to go to the doctor, and Mark isn't sure what he can do to convince him to get care.
Yeah, that's a tough one, Mark, when you care about a loved one and they're not ready or willing to go in. So long-term prediabetes, the only complication is that it can turn into full-blown diabetes. So the long-term complications that we worry about are with diabetes. So if you develop the full-blown diabetes, meaning if your A1C that Larry referenced earlier ever gets to 6.5 or above, or your fasting blood sugars are 126 or above that. So prediabetes, people can stay in the prediabetes range their whole lives and never progress to diabetes, and that's what we want. We want them either to stay there or to go back to normal. But once you develop diabetes, your risks of heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, amputations, and blindness significantly go up. And that's why we worry and care about diabetes.
Kayleen in Waukesha, will give you a chance. Thank you for calling.
Hi there. I wanted to comment that I've used a continuous glucose monitor after I was diagnosed with prediabetes, and I found it really educational in being able to put together how I was feeling with what was going on with my blood sugar and helping to make better choices with eating.
Mm-hmm.
And the continuous glucose monitor is a little bit like getting education in that the healthcare system frustratingly would like to deal with you once you're on insulin, but I found I really had to advocate for myself to get education and the monitor and stuff as a pre-diabetic.
Yeah, one of our big struggles is getting the continuous glucose monitor paid for and covered by insurance. Even in our diabetic patients, we have a really tough time. So in medicine, we understand the importance of that feedback so that you can see what your blood sugars are doing, but we continue to struggle with getting that covered. It's the expense portion that has been the frustration. We can write the prescriptions, but whether they're covered or not is not within our control, unfortunately.
And it's fairly expensive?
It depends on the monitor. Kaylee, do you know how much you're paying for yours?
Yeah, my insurance doesn't cover it. I think I pay $38 for a 14-day sensor. And so I don't use it all the time, but I use it off and on. And to me, it's worth the money because it's been so educational for me to help make some better lifestyle changes.
Good for you. Good for you for being proactive with that. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And she's doing all right by sort of not doing it every single week, but sort of monitoring on a somewhat regular basis, but not every time.
Yeah. Yeah, the way she's using it is, so it can be used to adjust insulin. It can be used to, which is what we typically use it for. And so she's using it in a little bit of a different way than we normally do. She's using it for feedback, which is fine. Normally with prediabetes, we don't even have you check your blood sugars, but she's using it as an educational tool. So the fact that she's using it, you know, here or there is completely fine and a great tool for her.
Thanks, Kayleen. Arlene in Grand Marsh couldn't stay with us. She's been addicted to sugar since she was a kid, always needs something sweet at night, but now she has prediabetes. She doesn't like sugar-free treats. How much sugar can she have?
Yeah, so typically for women, we recommend 25 grams or less per day, which is not that much when you start reading labels.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Everything's loaded with it.
Can you get that much in a couple of cookies?
Yes, depending on what's in there, you certainly can. One cookie and that's it for the day.
Oh, boy. Dr. Kim Hardy, our guest, family medicine practitioner at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse. And another expert joins me as well, Kate Archer Kent, who is an expert in broadcasting.
Oh, thank you, Larry. That means a lot coming
don't
from
we
you.
Don't we learn a lot on our program?
We do. Every day.
Every single day. And I think our listeners do as well. And here we are in our drive. Your gift right now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552. It's so important as we end the year and look forward to 2024.
And now when 25 people join in, we'll be on track to support the quality and the variety you enjoy every day here on WPR.
And we're getting close to the top of the hour. So here we are, listener powered, and that means your donation in the next 5 minutes really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wow, we're getting so many tips on how to live well and manage diabetes. And, you know, we have a family physician fielding questions from all over the state with every different type of situation and curiosity about managing diabetes and prediabetes. This is such an important and valuable conversation. WPR is listener supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible, informative programs. Choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and make your gift.
Some people have a Taco Tuesday. We are not giving tacos out, but we will give you a T-shirt.
I love it.
You'll receive a mystery T-shirt when you give $12 a month or more. Support your favorite programs. Let us know what size you want. We'll surprise you with a popular design from the past few years. So do that now. It all starts with your gift of $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
What I like about Wisconsin Public Radio is that it can brighten my day and help me laugh.
It helps me get outside of my own head.
I love the idea that it's a different perspective. It's a fresh outlook on listening.
Listening to public radio has opened up my mind to all that can be and all that is.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation this year-end member drive.
Oh, man. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support. Your contribution might be $10 a month, could be $100 or $200 a month. Whatever amount you choose makes a big difference for our entire community.
And if you're already a sustaining member of WPR, make ongoing monthly donations. Thank you so much for doing that. Because of your reliable support, we're better able to plan for the future.
As 2023 draws to a close and you think about how important WPR is in your life, consider increasing your donation, maybe $5 or $10 a month. Easy to do and really makes a difference. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And now is the time. Give while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to make your contribution to WPR.
Now is not the time to put it on your to-do
list. No, no.
Take care of it right now here. We got a couple minutes before the top of the hour. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Just takes a couple of minutes, and you'll have that good feeling of supporting the programs you value.
Goal is 25 gifts this hour. This goal is important, and it's set to make sure that we have the funding for high-quality programs that keep you informed and inspired. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And it's your chance to add that WPR T-shirt to your collection. Make a gift of $12 a month or more for the programs you value. You just let us know your size. The one you want, and you'll receive a mystery T-shirt. Join in the fun of T-Shirt Tuesday with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And here we are coming up to the top of the hour, and our guest, Dr. Kim Hardy, will be back with us right after we take a look at the news. But in these few seconds before the top of the hour, if you haven't given yet, do it right now. It'd really be a help to us here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and you'll like it too. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. We're taking a look at diabetes and pre-diabetes on the show today. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Dr. Kim Hardy. Dr. Hardy, a family medicine practitioner at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center at La Crosse. Great to have her with us. She's doing a marvelous job. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments. Vivian in Green Bay will give you a chance to join in. Hi, Vivian. Thanks for calling.
Hello, I'm a type 2 diabetic in my 70s, and I wonder about an eating lifestyle. Younger years, toast for breakfast, if any breakfast, skip lunch, eat a big meal at supper time, and right now I'm alone and I graze. I don't fix myself meals. And I'm wondering about that sort of food intake lifestyle. What impact does that have on the liver and the pancreas?
So small, eating many small meals and diabetes, Dr. Hardy.
Yeah, Vivian, that's a great question. Do you find that when you're grazing, does it tend to be carbohydrates?
No, it's always good food. But, you know, as a young mother with multiple jobs, I get my kids fed, but I sure wasn't fed on any sort of regular. That was probably poor food choices back then.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. When you're busy, you're trying to grab and go, and sometimes we'll see moms, you know, just eating the rest what their kids haven't eaten and tend to overeat a little bit in that perspective. You know, they've looked at what is the best eating pattern, and really it's about the food that we consume. We try to get a consistent amount throughout the daytime so that our blood sugars are not fluctuating. So if we have, let's say, for example, a large carb meal like we have toast, then our blood sugars are going to go up and then they can crash pretty quick. So if you're going to graze throughout the day, trying to get some protein in combination with some fiber can help to maintain your blood sugars and not to have those big swings. It's really those big swings in the blood sugar that we think can cause a lot of the complications. So even if you're fairly well controlled, but you tend to go up quite a bit, you know, at nighttime, maybe after a large meal, that can have some bad consequences. So trying to
space it out throughout the day a little bit more is going to help your blood sugars and help your overall health.
Yeah, makes sense. But Vivian, thank you. Judy in Minocqua, your turn. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I just wanted to call in. And my husband is 81. He has had diabetes. He's been on insulin since for 74 years. And he was a young kid. And when he was first diagnosed, his mom, he was in the hospital, and there was a boy in the other bed who was very ill. And his mom took him out, took my son out, I mean my husband, excuse me, and said, what you have is something you have to deal with. What he has is he's going to be dead within a year. And she was so positive. She just gave him so much responsibility. And he's had some of the complications, like I'm sure everybody has at that point. But he is a functioning, wonderful human being. He teaches, he volunteers in our community, and he's always been positive, and he's tried to follow, he's exercised, eaten well. He's done everything he was supposed to do, and paid off. So I just want to say it's not a doom and gloom. It's something you can really do something about.
Judy, thanks so much. Comment, you're nodding in agreement there, Dr. Hardy.
Yeah, it is not doom and gloom, like Judy said. It really is a lifestyle that we all should be following. But, you know, his consequences are more evident immediately if he is not following it. So I commend him on doing the things that he needs to do to have diabetes for 74 years and be healthy and having quality of life. That's what it's about. It's about maintaining our quality of life.
Paul and Slinger wonders if the low-carb diet like the keto diet is good for somebody with diabetes.
So the low-carb diet is not good for somebody with diabetes. So we want to minimize the carbohydrates, but our bodies need carbohydrates. And when we talk about carbohydrates, there's kind of the good and the bad. So the good carbohydrates that we want are the high-fiber vegetables, the high-fiber whole grains. Those are really good for your cholesterol. They help to bring your cholesterol down. They help to keep you full longer. And they also help with prevent heart disease. So any of these extreme diets are not good for us and have not been shown to maintain weight loss or any of these chronic disease states, to not keep them well controlled for long periods of time. When we restrict ourselves too much, we then tend to overindulge because we haven't been able to eat it for so long. So really it's about moderation and really increasing that fiber, that good carbohydrate.
And here we are in the holidays, just sort of as we wind up here. What are some tips for people with diabetes who might find themselves at holiday gatherings where they can't control what's on the table?
Yeah, that's a great question, Larry, because we know all those Christmas cookies are going to be out there. So one little trick is Metamucil. So if you get some Metamucil and you drink one of those before you go to a holiday party, that can actually help with blood sugars because you're just drinking fiber. So Metamucil or a Metamucil type brand, it doesn't have to be that brand, that particular, it's psyllium husk is what we're using. And that has been shown to help with cholesterol and weight loss and blood sugars. So instead of eating some fiber, you're just drinking it. So you take some of that before you go to a party. It may help you snack a little bit less. When you're looking at the spread, try and be mindful. Think about, what am I going to eat? Our eyes are all drawn to those naughty snacks, right? That increases the dopamine in our brain. We all know how we feel after we eat some cookies. Try to eat some protein beforehand, eat something with fiber, so some fruits or vegetables, and maybe try to leave the sweets for the end so that you're not as hungry and you might be likely to eat less. But it's tough. It's really tough when all those really yummy things that we don't normally have all year around are right in front of us.
So a belt of Metamucil instead of a belt of wine before you go to the party.
Exactly, yeah. 100%.
Dr. Hardy, thank you so much. Appreciate it very, very much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Kim Hardy, a family medicine practitioner at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse. And I tell you what, she does a wonderful job, and it's great to have her on the program. And I know a gal who's thinking about, should I have Metamucil or should I have that bottle of wine? Kate Archer, our guest, my guest here right now, my co-host for this day. And, of course, she does the morning show and does a fabulous job on that. But she's a big help when it comes to talking about your financial support. It is the foundation for all the great discussions that you enjoy here every day. And I hope you'll make your tax deductible year-end gift right now for 2023 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And oh my goodness, we have a match.
We have a match. This just in, we have a dollar for dollar match. It is up to $3,500. So let's do this. This generous match is from current members, including a member in Campbellsport, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting WPR, so you can double your support right now. Great opportunity. Somebody's already done it. It's $150, so they have doubled their support.
I love watching this chip away, yes.
Great opportunity. Go to WPR.org. or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, you might not have a life coach at your fingertips or a personal trainer or a physician. You can just call up and chat with about a variety of topics. And you know what? That's okay. But when you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you get great advice, especially here on the Larry Mueller Show, for a wealth of different types of experts. And what is the cost to you? You choose. WPR is your source for helpful information, your source for great living. So support it now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, I want you to imagine listening to Wisconsin Public Radio and you think, you know, I should be listening with my Wisconsin Public Radio t-shirt on just to make me feel even more into it. And here we have a real deal for you, the WPR t-shirt. It's been a long tradition. I must have 100 of them. But we have a new design every year. And today's your chance to get your hands on some of our previous styles. And we're not, it's a mystery. Ask for your mystery t-shirt when you give $12 a month now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You could do it monthly. I guess you could just write a check too and have it over with.
What isn't a mystery, though, is that you get to give your size.
Oh, yeah. You do get to give your size.
That is not the mystery. Well, maybe you've already made a donation to WPR in 2023, or you're a sustainer, a sustaining member who makes ongoing monthly contributions. We wish to say thank you so very much.
December's a time to take stock of the year and what you're thankful for. And when you think about the organizations that deserve your support as the year draws to a close, consider an additional gift to WPR. You can make that extra year-end gift and show your support for the news, the talk, the music you've enjoyed all year long, this program. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You might think that you don't have what it takes, you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is going to step up. Well, WPR has been around for years because thousands of people have made the decision to support something that they believe in, something that's important to them.
And now it's time for you to make that decision. Many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month. You choose the amount that works best for you. But now's the time. Give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater.
I'm Kathy Ross, and I live in Whitewater. I'm originally from North Carolina, and there, public radio was very much part of my life. And so about 6 years ago, I came to southeastern Wisconsin to be closer to my family. And one of the things that my daughter told me before I got here was, Mom, you're going to love WPR. And she was right.
All the credit is mine for introducing my mother to WPR. Probably one of the better things I've done for you, huh, Mom? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
That's right. Easy to do. Give at WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month, $100, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And the good news here, giving to WPR is easy, it's seamless, and all we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Takes just a couple of minutes to make your contribution, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And sometimes you actually do get more than you pay for. WPR is that one place where it's true every day, every hour. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
You can't buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day actually makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. That works out, of course, at $60 a month. And you can make that gift at WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552.
Your gift of $10 or $20, whatever amount you set it at, it really makes intelligent radio available to the entire state of Wisconsin and even beyond. Larry, you get calls from all over the place.
New Zealand, Germany. Amazing. This past year, New Zealand, Germany, Mexico, and then many states.
Many states,
many,
yes.
Many, many states. And so it's a big impact. It doesn't just affect our state, but I mean, when we're doing programming here, our primary goal is to serve Wisconsin, mm-hmm. serve you. And I think we're doing a fairly good job of it. And we want to make a big impact. And you can make a big impact, and you can accomplish it in just a couple of minutes' time. Just go online, go to WPR.org, or you could phone 888-202-2552. You choose the amount, but do it now and make your contribution.
And then there's that question you might be wondering, how much should I give? What is the right amount? And it is completely up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into programs that keep you informed, that keep you entertained all year long.
Make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Thank you for making an investment that services your whole community.
Checking in on this dollar for dollar match.
Are we doing? How are we doing?
I
can't tell how we're doing.
Oh goodness! This is a great match up to $3,350. I want to thank a listener member in Campbellsport. We have a good chunk of this match left to raise, so we really want you to get in on that. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Again, a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now. Your support of WPR will go twice as far.
You know, I was thinking about those old T-shirts. I have one that was sort of resembling the hide of a Holstein cow. And it says on the front, you heard it, H-E-R-D, on Wisconsin Public Radio. I wonder if there are any of those left.
I wonder circa what date, like what century? I don't know.
Well,
if it's part of WPR's branding now.
It was a long time ago, and I can't, well, it's in the bottom of the drawer, and I think the last time I looked at it, it looked like, it's shrunk. And like, but I tell you what, it might have, so maybe I should put in for my $12
a
month or more.
These gifts should be coming from Larry Mueller's mystery drawers, T-shirt drawers collection.
I could autograph them.
You could autograph them. This would be so much nostalgia coming from WPR. You never know what era the shirt would be coming from or the color.
No, but you can get one. It's $12 a month or more, or you can just write a check for at least $144. And we'll send you one, and you get to pick the size so it won't shrink in the mail. But let the world know you value and support WPR programs with a surprise T-shirt design from the past few years. I'm pretty sure it's far enough back you're not going to get one of those Holstein ones that say, I heard it on public radio.
I keep wanting to add from Larry's drawer at the end of every sentence here.
The first T-shirt ever done was done by the engineers here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And
now
that was back when we were in old Radio Hall. And I was the only on-air person who got to get one because the engineers did it. And the title was Light Up Your Tubes to the Golden Glow of Radio. WPR.
We should do that's one, like, a limited the slogans edition one. Through the years. WPR slogans through the years. And it could be like this T-shirt where we have all these different slogans going on the front and the back. And
that Golden Glow one, I don't think that'd sell today, but and there were only like a dozen of them made, so have mine, and it doesn't fit, I can tell you that. I think it was about 20 years old when that happened.
Okay.
Or 21, somewhere in there.
All right,
we'll send you one, not that one,
not
but
that one.
We have a mystery one. You never know what you're gonna get. We have a lot of fun with this, but in all seriousness, it's really an important time for you to contribute. If you haven't contributed yet, do it right now. If you can make that $12 a month or more, we'll be glad to send you a mystery T-shirt. You can do it from your bank account or your credit card. Just go to WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552.
Another good pointer here. If you're not a sustainer, really, truly become one right now. It's easy to set up. You make the seamless ongoing monthly donations to provide the reliable support for all the programs you love, Larry and company, all day long. And you can do that, become a sustainer from your bank account or a charge to your credit card. Just set it up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, especially as we have this dollar-for-dollar match going on. Get in on the match, become a sustainer now, and for goodness sakes, get the mystery T-shirt.
get the mystery
from Larry's
T-shirt.
Drawer, or not.
And there's at least $2,000 left in that. So if you want to pipe in $2,000, that'd be fine. But whatever amount works for you, you know, Kate and I have a lot of fun, and we learn a lot on Wisconsin Public Radio hosting our shows. And one of the things I think both of us enjoy is the fact that you get to participate in the shows. You get to ask your questions.
Yeah,
you
takes
learn
us
a
in
lot. I
lots
learn
of different
a lot.
Directions it, every day,
it, every single day, and our whole team, Trina LaSousa, who's our engineer today, Jill Nadeau, Clara Neipert, Tyler Ditter, for this program at least. We love doing the show, and we love hearing from you with your questions and comments. Well, we'd love to hear from you right now, too. We're in our member drive. We're coming down to the final minute before or so before I have to leave, and Kate probably has to leave as well. So if you haven't given yet, this is a chance to double your money. If you give $150, it's going to be matched, so it'll be $300 or maybe $144 to get that T-shirt. Mm-hmm. But whatever you do, whatever amount, do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for your support. And Kate and I thank you as well for listening.
T-shirts, Larry's T-shirts.
Yeah, we'll get that T-shirt. I'm getting mine in about 2 minutes because I'm going back and asking. Stay with us.